Hey friend, it's Corey Robinson with NBC Sports. Let's talk some story. Wimbledon is here. This is awesome. Let me tell you what you need to know. First and foremost, Serena Williams is back. This is massive. So last year during Wimbledon, she withdrew in the first round due to injury. Disappeared from the game for nearly a year. She was trying to get back and play Paris. She wasn't able to due to the advice of her medical team. She just played some match play and some match practice at Eastbourne with Ange Jabeur, who is a rising win right now. You should know her name because she has a very unique opportunity to go far in this tournament. But they just played doubles together and they had a nickname on Serena, which is just precious. So at Eastbourne, Serena looked really good. Serena has won 7 times at Wimbledon and she's currently en route to tie Margaret Court for 24 Grand Slam titles. Serena's at 23 right now. Since she's won 7 times at Wimbledon, you would think, despite the long absence from the game, if she could do this anywhere, I mean, this would be the place to tie Margaret Court. I mean, this is what Rafael Nadal just did. We just witnessed this at the French Open for Nadal. Why couldn't the same thing happen for Serena? It's almost the exact same type of scenario. So let's go to Jabeur. Why did I say she's important? She's playing great right now. And then she's also playing great on grass, which is really important. She just won Berlin, only dropped 1 set. And Serena reached out to her to play at Eastbourne. That's the important thing. So imagine her confidence. Serena reached out to you. And the reason why is because Serena said Jabeur was always so sweet to her on tour, so it'd be fun to play. But Jabeur was like, I'm trying to learn as much as I can. I'm playing with a living legend. So you're learning from someone who's won 7 times at Wimbledon. You're playing great on grass right now, and you're about to go play Wimbledon. Confidence must be at an all-time high. And last but not least, the pressure's not on Jabeur. The pressure's actually on Iga Swiatek, who has not played since she won the French Open. She's sitting on a 35-match win streak, the longest in 20 years. The only two people who have done this are named Serena Williams, who had 34 straight, and Venus, who Swiatek tied at 35 straight. The reason why she hasn't played since the French Open is because of, and I quote, recurrent discomfort, end quote, in her shoulder. So Swiatek didn't play Berlin, where Jabeur ended up winning. The pressure is also kind of on Coco Gauff because this could be her first major title. She played extremely well in the French Open, made the final, her first final in a major. And there was a picture that surfaced of Coco Gauff and Iga Swiatek practicing together at Wimbledon. So you think, okay, we might see a rematch potentially. We might see Coco go pretty far in this tournament. She's playing well. She's playing confident. And she has said in quotes that she feels like the pressure's off her. She made the final. Now she can go play. So now it's interesting to see what will happen. Just, you know, mentally for her. Whether she'll be able, well, this will be a huge breakthrough, that French Open final. On the men's side, the tournament's kind of, in my opinion, an opportunity for Novak Djokovic to regain his dominance in the men's tennis world because he's the defending 3-time champion. He's won 6 times at Wimbledon in the past decade. This is like his spot. And Rafael Nadal, his biggest challenger, was day-to-day and questionable leading up into this tournament. Because in the French Open, yes, Nadal won, but his chronic foot pain was so severe that at one point, he could only play if he took a shot. So understanding you have a hobbled Nadal, even though he's playing brilliantly and he just won the French Open, but you don't know just how serious his injury is or will be in this tournament, you have to kind of give the edge to Novak Djokovic here. And then you consider that the world number one, Daniel Medvedev, isn't even playing because of the ban of against Russian and Belarusian players. So to me, this is a pretty straight, open, wide shot for Djokovic to win the title and to deny Rafael Nadal the prospect of his first ever calendar slam. I'm Corey Robinson with NBC Sports. I'd love to hear what you think. Please reach out to me on social media using the hashtag CoreyStory.